life goes by so fast. And before you know it, you've whipped out three songs, and maybe a couple people got a word in, and maybe you preached and went home in an hour and a half, but what did you gain from what you came for? When we forget about that presence of God to bless us, sometimes we'll just let it go on by without us even knowing that there's peace for our life. Hallelujah. And anyone troubled in mind in this place, Lord, I pray a touch of your anointing. Go to them right now, Lord God. And we praise you tonight, Lord. Lord, we're moving, God. And we thank you for the blessing. Don't get in a hurry. Hallelujah. Because we certainly don't run on our watches and time. When it comes to the blessings of God, you could just rise up and praise him at any time. Hallelujah. Oh, the goodness of God flows in such a way that nobody could gobble up that joy that flows from within my heart. I feel the almighty presence of God. There is no one, no words that could be formed, no acts that could be done against you that could steal the joy of God that lives in your heart. Hallelujah, I feel that rising up in me tonight. I feel such a thrive. Oh, to press on. Hallelujah, I'm standing in faith. I'm believing God tonight for my troubles and for my loved ones.
You turn with me to Psalm 141.
And this day is a special day for me because there's many times that I've looked back and I remember different times in my life where things were much darker. And there's so many that didn't make their way through. And so tonight, I sincerely, with all my heart, thank God. Another day, another chance to give him glory. I remember where I was. But nobody is going to steal God's glory out of what he did. I'm always going to be able to go back to where I was and know that I am surely blessed. I'm blessed to know you, to have known you. I'm blessed to know that you're going to be blessed also. I'm glad to know that I have a place I can go where we can stand together. I take nothing for granted in my life now. If he blesses me with another dime, then that's a dime that God gave me. He gave me the breath of life to breathe, and hallelujah, I'm going to give him glory for what he's given me. I'm going to thank him. I don't know any other way. It says in the first verse of this chapter, Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be sent forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. You read about the word here that David was speaking. And as you read about the incense and the evening sacrifice, there was incense that was burning continually in the old covenant, as you read. And there was two lambs that was sacrificed each and every day. You had your morning and evening sacrifice. And as you read this, and I prayed, and God was showing me that David was seeing down the ages of how the man would get out of a physical sacrifice and to begin to step in to that new covenant of God, where we don't lay on the sacrifice of earthly things that would cover just for a small amount of time, but by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, there are no more high priests that have to sacrifice the lamb for you. There's nobody that has to go and make sure that the incense is still lit. There's not a time that you can have in your life where you do not have access to the presence of God. To thank him. To know that that walk has changed. That I have something far greater in my life today than trying to lay off earthly things as I tried. We will not do this on our own. We will not be able to keep the fire lit on our own lest we fall. But I'm here to remind us, as David said, that there's something about the sacrifice that you will give. There's something special about giving God praise. There's something special about giving Him that thankful praise and glory. Why? Because it's not something you have to do. I can never ask you and say it's required in the Word of God for you to be thankful. But hallelujah, as we have access, we can give something to God that is pleasing to Him. It says in the Word that it's pleasing for the sacrifice of praise. David was speaking of those things that which was to come. There couldn't have been enough lamb in the world to cover all of my sin. Not enough. I would have had to borrow some of yours and said, I made a mistake again. I need another lamb for my shortcomings. But it's when you come through and trust God with something that you begin to realize the purpose of the incense. You can take 1,000 flowers that you see as beautiful and begin to crush them and to extract the scent that they possess. And most often we see this process as something that's very small and that we would spray upon us to have a sweet savor. Maybe to our loved one or to somebody that we're trying to advertise that we are of a sweet smell. But when I think about that and the mystery that God's trying to reveal to me, there's something about breaking those things that are natural and letting Him draw out the good that's within it. So that when you go out to somebody, that your incense burns of the sweetness of the power of God. Hallelujah. I want what I advertise, hallelujah, to be able to not push you away, but to draw you into the presence of God. Hallelujah, when we sit in our flesh and we don't put on that which God would have for us, you may just sit and judge the Word as opposed to try to say, Lord, what is in this Word that I can get that will help me grow? Hallelujah, what is it about that Spirit that sometimes causes us to push it away, but it's in our unwillingness to crush the things that are living. Nobody in their right mind would go to somebody's garden and go with a lawnmower and mow all of their pretty landscaping. And sometimes in our mind we get that way about how we want to break before God. Lord, let me keep my land. Lord, let me keep my life as it is. But if we're going to have that sweet savor and be pleasing to God, we're going to have to break some things. When I think about the word sacrifice, there's something that has to be destroyed intentionally. That's the whole point of sacrifice. It is brought up intentionally. So when I bring something to God tonight, I bring it with intentions that it serves its fulfilled purpose. There is a difference in rising as you feel the anointing and praising God versus something that you're going to sacrifice to give. When you give God that sacrifice of praise, there might be people all around you that look at you like you're crazy. They may look around and don't see where you are. But see, that's the thing. They don't know what you're walking in. And you know it's pleasing to God when you stand and how you feel and how hard that it is. But yet to let your faith do that perfect work. And as you come, you begin to blossom into something that someone can see that they're drawn by. We're missing such a great opportunity to give something to God when nobody else would give it. I'm learning to give that sacrifice willingly. There's peace in stepping out and giving Him praise. There's peace in stepping out and obeying God and letting someone see that you're willing to stand in times that it's hard for you. There is such joy in the Lord. Not only in good times when all is well, but the joy that I've felt the greatest is in times like today. When the enemy would try to put you down on your seat, keep you from being who you are in God. So many people are losing joy because we don't stand to sacrifice in times that it's hard. We don't want to destroy anything within ourselves. And it reads in Jeremiah 33 in verse 10, it says, thus saith the Lord, again there shall be heard in this place which ye say shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate, without man, and without inhabitant, and without beast. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. You may have lost a lot in the time that you've been walking in your walk with God. And you may feel like the enemy has stole things from you in that which you're going through. But I encourage you, even tonight and as you go on in your walk with God, to learn to give a sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. It'll be times when nobody else will be willing to do it. It'll be times when it's the hardest for you to be able just to get a hand in the air. But there is a blessing in it. It is the Word of God, and there's something to stepping out and being faithful. And so tonight I just praise Him. I thank Him. I give Him honor and glory. I'm giving my sacrifice of praise tonight, for I want the things that the devil has stolen from me to be rightfully returned in my life. I want the power and dominion over the things that's trying to hold me captive. I want to feel free in serving God. I don't want to be held back by any denomination, by any form of doctrine, but to be able to do what God would want us to do. Hallelujah. That's the core fiber of your being. If you give them that sacrifice, if you'll break down and show somebody that there's something living inside your spirit, hallelujah, there's something that causes you to rise when they know that you're suffering. Praise God. There's something about living in God and trusting Him with what you're going through. Hard relationships, God understands. Somebody help me preach. Hard relationships, God understands. A lack of love, God understands. Somebody hurt me, God understands. Give Him the sacrifice of praise anyway. Stand up anyway and give Him glory. Somebody didn't want me to obey God. Hallelujah, give Him the sacrifice of praise and praise Him anyway. Oh, they don't want me to stand. They don't want me to sing. Oh, praise Him anyway. Hallelujah. I don't feel that love like I should. God is all the love that you need. Don't give it because it's popular to give it, or because you see everybody else giving it. It's your blessing when you give it when it's hard, when you give it when it's tough, when you get it when you're in suffering. We all walk in something that's attempting to test us. And we come through these tests when we stand for Him. I believe that with all my heart. There's not a sermon that you could give that's going to stir people up to where they need to be, because it's not sometimes in what you read or what somebody would preach to you, but it is your decision and your commitment to give a sacrifice and to kill out what is inside of your heart. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that we've not heard the Word of God that has been given. We've heard prophecy. We've heard the singing. We've heard everything in the world that we needed to stand. Unless we commit to say, God, I'm going to praise You. You're never going to get up. That song won't stir you. You're never going to get it unless you make up your mind and say, God, I'm standing. Lord, I'm believing. God, I'm going to make a difference in my church. I'm going to let them see the joy of the Lord. We're holding each other down when we're not entering into the Spirit of God. Lord, help us tonight. We could have such a good time every service. No, I don't know, brother. A couple weeks ago, whew, you can have a good time in God every church service. You could dance in the Spirit when you operate to Him. But don't dance unless you're committing in faith. You've got to know that you know that you're standing for Him. And tonight, that's where I am. I'm believing God. That's going to go on even when you don't see it. That's going to go on even when sometimes you don't feel it like you would want. That you will stand when it's the hardest thing to do in your life. Oh, I'm telling you, the day that I felt the tug of God to lay off all the sins that beset me, it was the hardest thing that I ever had to do. But you know what I realized is that I was going to perish in my own ways. And hallelujah, we may have a relationship with God tonight, and we may know of His Word and know of His presence, but we've got to commit to lay off the things that's trying to destroy us. Hallelujah, it might be somebody that you keep turning around and looking at, but if God shows you not to turn around, leave it alone and let God bless you. Hallelujah, I'm telling you tonight, we're letting the enemy just steal everything from us, and God's just wanting you to give a sacrifice. Lord, I've given and I've tithed, Lord, and I've stood and I've sung and I've preached, Lord, I've taught, I've showed up, I've been punctual. There's still a sacrifice to be made in His house. Oh, if we got around and sat around and said, I've done enough, I'm qualified, oh, to not have to do anything, there's still more to give, because there's always a blessing in standing when it's hard. If we're ever going to draw people, they need to know something more than anything, that you believe in the God that you serve. Stop doubting that He's going to come through. I rest in a far greater place. No, it's not a Sleep Number. No, it's not in a fancy hotel. No, and I didn't have to pay a dime for it. I'm trusting in God with all things. What could we do to change anything? I want a car to bless me. This old car, it's not what I want, Doris. I want something else. It's not in what you're driving. We're not at ease in our life, and we're going about a life and not finding the answer, not finding fulfillment to our happiness. Well, I have somebody I love, but it just doesn't seem to be working. Well, it may be working fine, but you need something greater to fulfill you. I'll talk about me personally, where I always felt like there could have been more. And I wondered if it was something I was doing wrong or something she was doing wrong. But then we both realized that when God was first, that we began to love one another in a brand new way. And there's been times, and if you've not been in this boat, then you're lying to me, that I felt like that people had let me down. And I wondered, why would they do that? But in that, I found the rest of God. I found the rest of God, and I realized that those that would wrong you, that you're supposed to what? Bless them. Bless those that would despitefully use you. How do you bless somebody that despitefully uses you? You stand and give that sacrifice of praise. But sometimes when we're at an unrest with everything going on, we miss that opportunity to rise from that and praise Him through that. There is such a blessing that you can have. No doubt you can get to the end of this and begin to pray and cry and moan and groan and come through. There's no doubt about that. But it's so much easier when you give up something for God and let Him be pleased by what you're doing. Hallelujah. As you go forward in your walk, your ministry, don't let anything hold you back. It's time that we commit in our heart to say, God, I'm going to sacrifice for You. That's time. There's just not enough time, Jared. I'm going to sacrifice time for You, Lord. There's just, I don't have enough to give. You'll sacrifice. You will make a way to give to someone. There's so many people that need us to be more than defeated. They don't need a defeated church. They don't need us to be sitting and wondering when the move of God's coming. God's looking for a church that knows it's already here. He wants us to believe with some resolve to know that He is here in this place. You're not having to fight anything else in this church but yourself for a blessing. Don't blame it on a preacher. Don't blame it on the quality of singing. You have got to learn to sacrifice when it's hard and to let God know that you're stepping out and obeying Him regardless of what you're dealing with. We've got to learn to do that. And yeah, I'm referring also to being up and standing up and lifting our hands. That's one way. But I'm talking about in your obedience. In your obedience, what you say, what you do, how God shines in you, is what we've got to be able to do by giving up things that's holding us back from getting there. All of us have something that we drag. We've all got a story to tell. And I'd hate to be at that party where we all had to share the boo-hoos. Because no doubt I'd walk away and feel like there's no hope for the world, that the economy's tanking tomorrow, and that sickness is just going to fall upon me right then. There's life in this world still. We harp on so much negativity that we can't ever get to having a positive moment with God. And the great thing is I was praying tonight and earlier before we got here, there is hope for you. There is hope for you. You have not stepped out so far that God will not use you. If you just lay off the things that are leaving you bound, you'd be able to come up and pray when you feel led to. You would be able just to go and hug somebody's neck when you feel led to. And more than that, you'll be able to say things you never thought you would to those that need it. Praising Him when I want to doesn't feel as good as praising Him when He moves me. Even though I don't want to, I'm going to. Even when people may not want me to, Lord, I'm going to glorify You. We preached this before, how David was in the streets with the Ark of the Covenant. I wouldn't imagine that any of us would be held back if we were walking with the Ark of the Covenant down the road. Could you imagine the boldness that you'd have? I'm walking with the Ark. You could dance, and you could shout, and you could sing all you want to if you realize the power that you're walking with every day. It's my belief with all my heart that we miss it sometimes because we don't realize the power that we have in God. Hallelujah. And the praises that you give soothes your spirit so that you can get to the part that matters, obedience. Hallelujah. I don't want it to be 2-hour long praise and worship service. You got to get to where God moves you so that you move for God and somebody can hear the word that's in your heart. If I just praise God all night long, I never get to the word that would say that we need to stray from trouble, that we need to get in to where God wants us to be. We feel so beat down so often, all the time with life, but God wants you to sacrifice in spite of life, to lay it off in spite of life, to lay it off in spite of your sickness. And I know that's hard, especially when we don't feel good, but I'm not trying to say that if you feel that your legs are about to come out from under you, that you need to try to stand up. It's about what's in here that you're committing into the Lord. It's about what you commit in your heart to say, step one, God, it's all about You. It's not about what I'm dwelling in and how I feel. But God, I'm going on in spite of it. And it's my every belief that if we got that committed in our heart, that He would even cause you to rise in spite of sickness trying to hold back your legs. And you might, and I've been held back in this before, you might feel like that you're hoarse and can't even sing a song. But if you commit in your heart that God, I'm going to give You glory, you might only have to sing a verse, but you miss the blessing because you won't step out and do it. I mean, there might be somebody that could be saved tomorrow just by what you would tell them, but you miss the blessing because you won't sacrifice the words to give. Or you might be at your workplace going to get a cup of coffee and have 30 seconds of interaction with somebody. God wants you that in tune to get a hold of it and say, are you all right? Is there anything I can do for you? Is there anything that I can sacrifice to draw you to God? Don't let people run you over. Bless them in the name of Jesus in no other way. Do what God tells you to do and you'll know what to say. You'll know what to do. I don't know how long that God is going to continue to keep me to preach like I am now before He starts working on me to go out into the streets. I may be walking down the road with the Bible, or I might just be at your house hanging out. But I want this to be more than going through the motions. And first and foremost, guys, we have got to commit in spite of it all that we're going to trust God. That faith gives you dominion over your enemies. Faith gives you power over your sickness. And faith without what you do with it does not prosper. It's dead. Now, no doubt that we can sing, that we can get up and read the Bible, or we can go through heaven week after week. But what about when God causes you to move in the middle of the week to fall on your face and pray? Will you move to give that sacrifice? There's something about the mystery of the incense going continually. That means that we're always supposed to have our mind on what? God. If we have any idle time in our life right now, I'm not going to talk about what it is or what causes it, because I don't want us to get in that do this and don't do this. If there's anything that's keeping you from being with your mind on God, anything. This message is not about what you do and what you don't do. It's about what you commit to do and the things you're going through. If there's anything that's hindering you, it's time that we not give it any more of our life. That you let your faith go to work. We read in Hebrews 13 and 15, it says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. It's your continual burning incense. That is the fruit of your, or fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. It says, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, they that may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is what? Unprofitable to you. It doesn't profit you anything to settle in grief. It doesn't. And grief has many justifications for being afflicted. But settling there will never profit you anything. When you're in grief and you allow your faith to be tested and you stand up to the enemy, say, I'm trusting you, God. You might be totally heartbroken tonight. God knows your life. And if you stand in that heartbreak, say, God, I'm trusting in you. I don't have to tell you the great things that's going to come. The fruit of our lips is this. The power of life is what? In your tongue. It's in your tongue. What you speak. What you give every day. And I'm learning that I don't need to doubt a thing. I'm not defeated. Why should I worry when I'm not defeated? I'm not. Not over my job. I'm overwhelmed at work, Jared. Don't say it. Say it. I'm going to be fine. That's delusional. Where is delusion? When it's with certainty and confidence. Word of God speaks about confidence often and says, this is the confidence. It's faith that stands in the middle of all of it. Somebody needs this right now. When you're in a place of depression and you don't feel like there's a way out, if all that you can do is sacrifice, call out to God in faith, you see if that sadness does not leave you. You see by calling out to him and recalling all of his goodness and getting a spirit of thankfulness upon you, and see if that does not leave you. We're dwelling in grief and worry. Oh, I don't know if they're going to. They are going to make it. They are going to make it. They are going to be saved. They are going to be touched. They are going to be delivered of every powerful addiction that this world is trying to throw on them. Drugs created so great today that even there's things out there that even one use permanently damages you. It's powerful things. So what can you do? You can be the voice that intervenes before they go and make that choice. If they do come to church, that's great, but there's not very many that come in other than our regular sometimes. So what do then? We sacrifice for them. We stand in the gap for them. We often miss blessings all the time because we get blessed on Friday and think that's going to roll over like our cell phone minutes until the next church service, and we forget the very fruit of our lips. We forget to communicate faith over things that we worry over. And after a little bit of time, it's going to consume you. And this is not to say that it's just for one person. It is a natural part of man to start in doubt and then cut down your faith. Lord, I don't know if you're going to move. Don't speak that. Speak good things in your life. Speak good things in your life. Let your life be blessed with good things. I was tired of living, Gail, where I was in my mind. And now I live in joy. Not because of songs I hear. They do keep me. But it's by the commitment I've made to God. That in spite of everything, though the ship may be tossed, Gary, we're going to stand. We're sacrificing anyway. And we will see what God has in store for us. We've just got to hang in there. We've got to decide. Lord, am I going to get up and move? Even when I don't feel like it. I wish that I didn't have to harp on this, but I'm following God tonight. When are we going to get out of the things that's trying to tear us apart? It's creating division even in the church. It'll create division even in your home when we do not speak faith and have dominion over those, I'll call them petty things. There's nothing worth your joy. Don't dwell month after month and think that you're going to buy yourself into peace. And don't blame it on your loved one because you don't have that inner joy that God is trying to fulfill. But look in your heart and say, God, what can I do that I will grow tonight? God, what can I do so that I can continue to live and not perish inside? What is it going to take, church, for us to be able to continue in the fruit of our lips and to obey God? It's that love and it's that commitment and faith. Hallelujah. I would be happy if we locked the doors and never returned here. Because where is the church? It's in you. The lights either go on or they're not on, according to how you flip the switch in your life. The church is in you. I wish I could hook the church up, brother, and drag you with me to work, because I know if I could hear somebody preach the word of God, it'll keep me. I know that it's great to have one another. And there's a purpose to that, because when we stand together, we gain power and dominion over the things in our area. Our families, our friends, our loved ones. But the church that I'm talking about is your relationship, what you commit, what you decide to do with it. And you can go as far as you want to go and enjoy. I have so much rest in life, not because of my accomplishments or my goals that I finally met in life. My 5-year plan failed a long time ago. That which I have today is my faith in God. And everything else is going to be all right, regardless of if I have an income today and I don't tomorrow. God is still the same. Whether you walk through a dry place in your life where you feel like that you're not feeling God like you want to, when you sacrifice and you give to Him, He will bless you. We're missing so much that God is intending for us to have that's pleasing to Him. I'm not asking you anything that's not in the Word of God. I'm challenging you to realize the power in showing somebody else you're going to sacrifice in a hard time. That you're going to testify in a quiet time. That you're going to be the oasis in a dry place for somebody. When you do that, you won't have to wonder if blessings are going to come. They will come. When God is pleased with you, let me tell you about the caravan that comes along. There's healing in that caravan. There's peace and rest and joy and all the things that we seek for fulfillment in our life. All is there when you stand and suffer just a little while. You read the part about this, and I'm closing. Though the outward man perish, why does it perish? We weren't built to live forever, but it goes beyond that. Though we may lay down things that would be painful, and though there may be people that throw stones at you. Church, hear this. Though you may feel low and weak in your flesh, that which lives in you, the rivers of living water, that Almighty Holy Ghost is going to renew you every day. Every day. There's so much peace for you tonight. Somebody needs you to give your sacrifice in here. I would be selfish as to say I need all of you to give your sacrifice, because I need you. I need you. I need you. not just to somebody that comes week after week and grabs a mic and goes on for an hour, but I need you out there. I need you out there. And I hope that when you get in trouble, that you know that there's something in me that's going to help you. And I hope that as we begin to grow as a church, that we'll be able to lean on one another. That the enemy has no more of a hold there, that we can trust in each other by the power that lives in our hearts. As we continually give, people won't feel uncomfortable calling you for prayer. They'll know that they can call you. If they're hungry, they know they can call you for food. That's what a power is in a church. It's that love and commitment to help one another. It's not in trying to form up the best singing group. I listen to so much, and I say, God, they're missing the substance. There's no sacrifice. Sometimes it's just words. The Word of God is not words. When you allow it to do the work, you won't read it and be, well, Lord, is this for me? Is this relationship for me? God, is this for me? You'll know that it's for you when you commit to it and believe it. And you'll begin to reap the blessings when everybody else will refuse it. I say, go for it. I say, get a hold of it and run with it. I went from being a nothing, having nothing, feeling like that I was nothing, made every wrong mistake in the world. And you know what I started with? A commitment to trust in Him. I didn't say, God, I'll do it if you give me the ability to preach. My mind wasn't there. I was in my trouble, in my torment, that which was afflicting me. There's so many people addicted to drugs today. We're not really praying for that like we should be. We're not calling out like we should be. We're forgetting to give a sacrifice for somebody else. We've got to give that. But I was in trouble and in torment. But I committed just by believing. Believe in yourself tonight. Believe in your self-worth. You are somebody by the power of Jesus Christ. Realize your self-worth tonight. Know that you are worth something even to me. You're worth something to me. Your obedience blesses my life. Does somebody else feel that way about the church? We need that love with each other, because when you go out here and somebody that would never expect your help gets your sacrifice, then they're not only blessed and drawn to God, but you're blessed by what you gave. Give the time to God. Let Him bless you. I don't want you to forget this. So how could I say it that you'll remember? A sacrifice is worth it when you consider the blessings that come from it. It won't seem as hard to pray for somebody if you're not dwelling in worry. You can go up and dine at that same table by the anointed peace of God. I believe that. There is nothing that could come against what God has set in order for you. When you choose to commit to give Him our all. When we give it our all, there's nothing we cannot do. You'll never move unless you believe it. When you come in and you know that you're unmoved in your decision to trust God over a trial, over your loved one, over your marriage, over your friendships, over your church. When you commit that to God and say, Lord, I'm praising you in spite of, I'm getting my life back. You will live in the name of Jesus.